Okay, so thank you. We're now moving to agenda paper 4. So this paper analyzes comments on the tentative agenda decision about how an entity in its consolidated financial statements accounts for deferred tax related to its investment in a subsidiary applying IAS 12. The committee received 11 comments letters. 8 respondents agree with the committee's decision not to add the matter to a standard setting agenda for the reasons set out in the agenda decision. 3 respondents do not express a view, and 1 respondent says IAS 12 does not provide an adequate basis for the committee's conclusion on the matter. Paragraphs 15 to 26 of the paper include our analysis of respondents' comments. Based on our analysis, we continue to agree with the committee's conclusion that the requirements in IAS 12 provide an adequate basis for an entity to account for deferred tax in the fact pattern described in the submission. Therefore, we recommend finalizing the agenda decision as originally published, but with the editorial change proposed to its penultimate paragraph, as shown in Appendix A to the paper. I'll now pause and ask whether you agree with this recommendation. Thank you.
Does anybody have any comments that they want to raise? I've got a couple of people, Carsten and Guy, have both messaged to say that they don't need to speak. They're supportive of the analysis. And Jens is the same. Anybody else want to say anything? No? Okay, I think that we are okay to just have a show of hands on that. So obviously a compelling analysis, yeah, Gustavo, well done. Can I get a show of hands from the committee on the support for the final agenda decision? Not Bonnie. Bertrand?
I agree.
And Brian?
I agree.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Gustavo.
Thank you.
And now, moving on to football. Okay, player transfers. So I'm handing over to you, Kent.